This is KCUR 89.3. Each week, we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. Today, Seda K. Jackson talks about her mother and confidant, Elena Watson. When Elena passed away in 2016, Seda was left with profound loss and questions. She sat down with her mother's friend, Angela Moorhead Mugita, to remember Elena.
I just thought it'd be really cool to sit with one of her friends. Like, how often do you get to do that, to sit with your parents' friends and just ask questions and they don't get to jump in and say, don't
right.
tell her that.
Don't tell her what I said.
I want to know more about my mom as a woman because I only knew her as mom.
The part that most children don't see from their parents is the vulnerability. I think for the both of us, we became vaults for each other. We call them vaults. She's like, okay, I need a vault moment. We both were in positions that people counted on us. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to maintain that if you don't have another place where you can release. And as a matter of fact, she helped me to even when I had my son, because I'm like, what in the world? I'm like 46 years old. Are you serious right now? I remember calling her the day I came home with Christopher. Mm-hmm. I sat on my couch and I had my son in my hand and I had all of these beautiful things that people had blessed us with from my baby shower. I picked up the phone and I'm just bawling. She's like, listen, girl, sit down. You're going to be all right. I said, Elena, what am I supposed to do now? And she was so clear. She's like, you're going to hold your baby. You're going to sit up. All that stuff in the living room and the dining room is going to stay right there until you get yourself together. Now, man up. So she would always say, man up. So that was the one thing about Elena. She would never let me lose it.
Yeah.
And so our friendship we created was, you're not going down. We're not going down. I'm not going to let you go down. You're not going to let me go down.
I got emotional when you were telling the story because losing my mom to breast cancer when I was entering my eighth month of pregnancy and not having that chance to call her when I got home, it still bothers me. But at the same time, it made me feel like I know it was her when I heard her say, don't you be no sad mama for my grandbaby. Like, I heard that in my heart and my spirit. Like, I felt her with me. And it's just hard, like, because I hear so many people. I love hearing stories about my mom. But I hear so many people saying, because she worked at a school for so long, like, she helped them with their kids.
And, yeah.
It makes me sad that I don't have that.
You do have it. And I remember when my mother had passed away, she came to the funeral, and when I saw her, I was feeling this overwhelming sensation to just lose it. She hugged me. She whispered in my ear, and she said, you got this. You will not break down. You will walk in there and be the legacy that your mother left to you.
Yeah.
And so I say that to you. You will not lose it. You will not break down, and you will walk in the legacy that your mother left for you.
Sometimes this life can be a handful. Thankful that I had a good example. Got so many questions I need answers. Why'd I end up losing you?
That was Angela Moorhead Mugita with Seda K. Jackson. What you're listening to is Seda K.'s song, Proud. This interview was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and preserve the stories of everyday people. You can listen to local StoryCorps interviews each Monday during KCUR's Morning Edition.